T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody getting what they need right now.
Yeah. I mean, I came across this thing I wrote down. I was thinking about how you and I watched, like, it's been 2 years almost, I think, since I got kicked out of the social security system and you got kicked out of the social security system, and I started noticing that the social security office wasn't staffed anymore after, like, after 1 p.m., right? And I tried to figure out what was going on about 2 years ago, just before the pandemic, right? And so it turned out that it seemed like at the federal level, like, Trump had already just started cutting all of these federal programs that made being in the lower class bearable, right? You can't get a living wage anywhere, but you can go to the food bank. Well, now we can't go to the fucking food bank. Everyone's in the food bank. You know, everybody's fucked. But they started cutting these programs way before the pandemic. It's just it took the pandemic for middle class people to find out how much the lower class.
There was no cushion at the bottom, like they had been accusing people of living on for so long.
Exactly. You know, the people who, I mean, honestly, 5 or 10 years ago when I was newly disabled and I would talk to people in California where there is no safety net at all, and they'd be like, just go on disability. And I'd be like, that's not a real thing. That's like a fight. That's like 100 hours of paperwork. That's me going before a judge over and over again. That's me writing down every time I'm in pain, calling my doctor every time I'm in pain, making my doctor write everything down, making my doctor testify on my behalf, and hiring a lawyer, and then maybe getting disability. You know, like, and then after you get disability, like, 2 years ago, like, what happened with you? Like, honestly, the Trump administration just sent a bunch of people into the social security system and just said, cut them, figure out where we can dump people out of the system and onto the street.
Like, you figure out how to get me $1 billion.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
That
out of this, out of these poor people. Let's get $1 billion out of these poor people. Like, we don't need to spend money on this program anymore. And, like, it was obvious. Like, I would go, it used to be that you could go to the Social Security office, you could go talk about getting your EBT card, they could help you if you had an emergency rent problem, if you got sick, any of that stuff. You could go anytime between 8 and 5 up until 2 years ago, and now it's between 8 and 12 maybe, and they have like 2 people on staff where they used to have a dozen. The security guard does most of the work, and the programs they refer you to aren't even running anymore. It's a ghost town. Like, they cut all of the strings. And I was just thinking about how, like, it's like that safety net of food and emergency help for the poor and for the lower classes in times of emergency, like, that's one of the pillars of a society. And if you cut all the pillars in a house, if you cut all the support, then the house fucking falls down. There's nothing between the roof and the floor. And it just seems like these systems have been this, you know, you warned me when I started the disability process. You were like, this system is meant to make you feel like shit. And it's meant to make you give up.
Yeah, I mean, without a lawyer, it's impossible. It's just impossible. So.
Yeah, you don't say the right things unless you have a lawyer who knows exactly what the right things to say are.
And you have to have a lawyer from the beginning filing on your behalf and subpoenaing the doctors. And you really do have to have, like, a fucking medical record extensively.
Yeah, it has to be, like, 100 pages long, you know, and... You know, my sister has 100 pages in her medical record. Like, she will qualify for disability eventually, but she hasn't so far, you know?
Yep.
And she has documented pain issues.
Well, they stopped approving new approvals probably, I would say, like, 4 or 5 years ago. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had heard that happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And... It went from, like, you might have a chance at getting Social Security with a lawyer to, like, the lawyers were backed up. They couldn't get court dates before judges. Like,
yeah. And that was before the pandemic. That is in this cut of Social Security that we've been talking about, where, like, the system, Trump went in and, like, as a president, like, you can see his fingerprints in our Social Security system, in our safety net. He went in, he cut a bunch of money from all these systems, from the poorest of the poor, he gave it to the richest of the rich, and now everybody needs help. Nobody's getting it, but nobody's been getting it. It's just that the middle class is finally waking up and realizing the safety net they imagined was there isn't there.
Yep.
And it's just gonna get worse and worse and worse until we take back what's ours! Labor party, yeah! Working families party.
I'm so at the point of, like, I don't want any of this. I am out.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if I get a chance to leave the country, I'm very tempted to go. I still love Seattle, though. I still love...
Fuck you. There should be absolutely, absolutely no doubt in your fucking mind.
I mean,
fucking mean that. If you get the fucking chance to get the fuck out of this country, you're fucking going.
Well, what about you? Okay, what
doesn't
about Derek?
Because then I have a place to go to.
Oh, you're right.
Fuck
you're
out.
Right. Okay. You're right. You're right. You're right. Thank you.
My best chance is getting sponsored as a refugee by you or something. You know?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll put my Canada plan back on the table. All right.
Like, don't be dense. This shit is going down.
Yeah, it really is going to get very off with their heads.
And you know
what?
Even innocent people, good people, they die in war.
Oh,
yeah. Is what we are facing. We are facing civil war, economic collapse, plague, fires, all at the same time. Like,
yeah,
no. And you have very little control over any of it.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
So, I don't want to ever hear again, like, I thought, no.
No. No.
You keep fucking thinking.
Okay, if I get the chance to leave, I'll leave and I will buy us something somewhere else, somewhere stable, somewhere else. Yeah, if I get the chance. I promise.
Somewhere, even if it's like at least a fucking fascist regime we can afford to pay for security.
Fuck, dude. I'm a good artist. I can make a living in Cuba.
You know?
Yo, hablo español. You know? Te quiero. Te amo.
Well, whatever we're doing, I'm just saying, like, that's the whole way this works, is
yeah.
that
one of us gets out.
Get out, you gotta go, because okay. you may be the only hope to get other people out at some point.
We're at that part of the movie.
Well, the problem is they always make that mistake, girl. They end up saying, well, but I'm a patriot, I really love Seattle. And then they die, like, 3/4 of the way through the fucking movie, because they didn't leave when they had the opportunity.
Alright.
So don't be that broad.
All right. So you're saying that I should apply for out of country artist and opportunities?
Absolutely.
All right.
And have it in your pocket waiting to go as soon as fucking travel bans are lifted, if and when that ever happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just so bad. It's all just so fucking bad right now.
Yeah.
Enough so that I just refuse to play at any other idea than, like, I just have to get my kid out before he's 18. I just have to get my kid out before he's 18.
All right. Okay.
I don't want him forced to have to essentially work in some sort of security military service for this country.
That's going
to
be all it is. It's just going to be...
That'll be the only way to financially survive in this country.
Yeah. Honestly, picking a side and fighting for them.
Well, picking the winning side and fighting for them. Because I don't know whether I know you're up with this. In a revolution, the revolutionists usually starve.
Yeah. I was kind of aware of that.
So, you know.
Do you think I should change my Viva La Revolution sign off to Long Live the King? Is that what we're doing? Is that...
That's pretty witty. Fucking witty right there. Compact, right?
I love
taking up parking spaces that I'm too big for. I'm gonna go in and get Berkeley's prescriptions. Our prescriptions.
Okay, well, I love you very much. Thank you for educating me about where we're at in the demise of our democracy, the falling of the empire.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I appreciate the forecast from the Tuatosaurus.
Okay.
I love you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye.
This has been another episode of Super Snarky. This is Elisa and Lydia talking about the falling of the empire. As you know, America has kind of busted out its safety net. Its people are starving. A lot of us are going to go homeless or hungry. And in the next year, there's no relief coming. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, nobody in the Democratic Party has made a move to try and make sure that their people have food and shelter. And nobody in the Republican Party has done that either. So, it's kind of awesome. I mean, that in a terrifying, horrible, nothing is okay way. Like, it's kind of huge, awesome. I'm in awe of how our society just seems to be crumbling apart, and you can watch the pillars just like fall one at a time. And the security safety net that Trump snipped 4 years ago is fucking over every single middle class person right now. And but even if he hadn't done that, because our country created a system in order to not take care of its poor. I mean, the system was made to kick you out. Like, Lydia warned me about that when I tried to get Social Security when my arms and legs didn't work a couple years ago. So the system's supposed to kick you out anyway. So even if Trump hadn't cut the middle class like that, even if he hadn't defunded it, essentially, our Social Security system, we still would be fucked right now, because the system as it was not big enough, robust enough, healthy enough to handle this kind of demand or this kind of disaster. It wasn't made for that. It was made to repel people. It was made to keep, make sure as few people took advantage of the program as possible. And it was really good at that. So even if he hadn't cut it the way he did, Trump, the system as it stood, as it was still unable to handle all of the people that are going to need it right now because of the plague.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.